Welcome to the HFS Podcast. I'm Mark Reed Edwards of HFS. Joining me today is Dr. Thomas Mendel, Senior VP at HFS Research. Thomas has a new report, Market Overview, IT Operations and Service Management Software, that's available on hfsresearch.com. Thomas, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Mark. I'm very glad to be here.
It's good to have you. Now, the subtitle of your report, A Seasoned Market Receives an Injection of Fresh Blood, indicates a market in transition. Can you start off with a description of the markets and the major trends you're seeing?
Oh, absolutely. And let me first start with talking a little bit about the actual name of the market, because I've just at the beginning of the report started to look at what I've been writing about for the last almost 15 years. That's how long I'm following this market, which started off as, you know, more of a network management type of analysis. Because at that time, that was like 13-14 years ago, the major issues were in the network. You know, most of the problems were in the network. And that has over time that has changed. The actual network has become less of a bottleneck. In fact, fewer errors in the broader scheme of things are caused by malfunction of equipment. So we moved from a more network-centric fault management type of view to a more service-oriented view, where people were starting to look at what is actually happening to the end user. And we moved away from a pure operational view of the data center to more of a distributed world, all through a business service view. So the market has grown over the years. It has become more and more complex. But at the end of the day, it's all about looking at the availability and the service quality of an end-to-end service. And to be very specific, we're looking here at the software that helps IT departments or service providers to manage their environments. With the change in the markets, you know, move to more complexity and more of an end-to-end view, obviously, the vendors have also changed. It's close to impossible to count all the vendors who are active in that market. I mean, we know that there are more than 1,000 active players, and some of them are very large, some of them are very small, and there are new vendors coming up almost on a daily basis. So, just to clearly answer your question about the market definition, the way HFS defines this operations and service management software are all the products and the product support services that help monitor, detect, and identify any abnormal behavior in the IT infrastructure and the IT services. And that's one. And all the products that are aimed at better controlling that infrastructure and the production flow and, you know, of course, the service flow of that whole IT infrastructure. So very complex market, divided into a number of sub-markets, which I will talk about in a minute when I talk about the actual size of the market and the composition and the way the markets are changing. You also asked about the trends, which is, of course, very important, because that shows where, you know, people are investing, what's happening with new ideas from the vendors. And it just so happens that I'm doing an annual survey that looks not only for this market, but also for more general outsourcing questions, also SAP trends at what's going on. And the way we're doing this is we're actually interviewing business and IT decision makers who have budgets to spend on the type of question at hand, in this case, the IT operations and service management. And the number one trend right now is to establish a service catalog that helps the end users and the business decision makers to order services and to keep track of the quality and the cost of the services they are receiving from their IT department or from their external service providers. The second trend, and I'll just talk about the top three. The rest is very much written up in the report as well. Number two, not a big surprise here, is supporting new devices, like in a bring your own device type of setting. So more and more people want either private or different devices, use them with the services or applications in the corporate infrastructure. Supporting That level of complexity is the second big trend for this market. And then the third one is refreshing the help desk or the service desk, who in many cases, in many enterprises, are very old. The help desk is the most mature part of this market. And in some instances, we're looking at help desk systems that have been implemented as long as 20 years ago. And as you can imagine, you know, the challenges in operational management today is completely different than it was 20 years ago. So those are the top three trends, and more details, obviously, in the report.
So how big is the market, Thomas?
It is actually very big. So it's one of the biggest software markets. And for 2014, we believe the market will grow to almost $29 billion. And that number includes software licenses and maintenance revenues, as well as software as a service, appliance, and product-related services. So everything that's close to the software, including software as a service. The market grows, you know, over the years between 5 and 15%. So on average, probably over the last 15 years, 7 or 8% on an annual basis. So it's a very dynamic market, and it's a very big one.
Yeah. Can you give us a glimpse into the provider landscape? So who are the major players, and where's it headed?
I've specifically looked at the top 20 list of providers. One of the interesting things to take a look at is what's typically referred to as the big four in this market. Those are the four biggest vendors, as the name would suggest. What's interesting here is that their market share is actually quite large. So it used to be around 40% about, you know, 10, 12 years ago. It's gone down a little bit to roughly 36, 37%, which is kind of unusual, because normally in a relatively mature market, the top four vendors would have, you know, roughly, you know, 40 to 50% of the market. But you would not be looking at a market that has, like I've explained, 1,000 active competitors. So it's interesting, because it's a mature market in a sense, but it's still a very dynamic market. So it's different from, you know, from some of the others, like, you know, let's say, you know, the database management systems market, where you have maybe 10 vendors who have, you know, 80 to 90% of the market, and then less some others, but they're actually very, very small. So CA Technologies is the biggest vendor, followed by BMC and IBM, in this case, the Tivoli business unit, and HP. And HP software. Also, interesting trend here is that HP is lagging behind a little bit, behind the other three. It's starting to catch up again, but we might be looking at a situation where this big four will actually cease to exist, and we will be either, you know, calling them the big three in a year or two from now, which in my assessment is unlikely. More likely is that we will be looking at a situation where we have the big six, instead of the big four. And the two who are really catching up, and one of them is now catching up really fast, is Microsoft. Microsoft is now number six in the market, but they're growing very, very fast. And it's taken them, you know, a very long time. I remember, you know, almost 20 years ago when SMS came out, you know, we didn't take it serious. You know, we experimented with it a little bit, and it's taken Microsoft 10 years at least to gain some credibility. But now, you know, they are really catching up fast. And then the other one who is becoming quite a force in the market is Dell, who've acquired over the years quite a lot of functionality, but more recently invested in a company called Quest Software, who's very strong in managing databases and actually many Microsoft products. So this is interesting. And then I just want to mention the number seven again, because this is also an interesting competitor, and then point out just one or two of the others in the top 20 who I think are worth looking at. So number seven is CompuWare, who've recently disinvested from some of the things that used to divert them from what I've always thought, at least for the last 5 years or so, would be the core of CompuWare's USP, unique selling proposition, or diversification, which is their application performance management suite that they have. So they're now concentrating more or less on that, which means that, of course, you know, they've lost some market share in a sense because of the disinvestment, but they now have a very crisp value proposition that will allow them, I believe at least, to grow and you know, stay in the top 10 for the foreseeable future. Also interesting is ServiceNow. This is one of the forerunners of the software as a service market, They've started with Help Service Desk as a software as a service, and they've grown to over 400 million in the IT operations market, which is quite an achievement. Also, like in the same growth trajectory is a company called Splunk, and they do business analytics for IT operations, which is a fast-growing market as well. They are on their way to get at 300 million in you know, 6 to 9 months or so. Last but not least, we have a relatively new entry in the market. It's a well-known name, but it's new in this market. It's actually SAP. SAP now has a competitive product. It's called the Solution Manager, and they've just entered at number 20. But of course, sooner or later, they will become a force to reckon with. Although that's, you know, that would be a longer discussion. But nevertheless, you know, this is something to keep in mind and to keep on the radar screen. If you are a company who's heavily invested in SAP, keep in mind that SAP now actually has a management product that is capable to compete with the established players in the market.
So we don't want to give away everything that's in the report, but this is obviously a complex market. So can you leave the listeners with maybe a few recommendations and observations from the report?
Yeah, of course. Like you said, you know, it is a complex market. And over the years, we've seen, you know, the pendulum swing back and forth again, between the extremes of I want to buy everything from one company to I want to buy everything from separate companies and then integrate this myself. What we're seeing right now is the appetite for this truly one-stop shopping solution because of the high complexity of the environment and application landscape. The appetite to buy everything from one is going down. And, you know, I don't think we'll see the pendulum swing back again soon, which means that the buyers, the IT departments, they need to invest, you know, a lot of brain power into figuring out the right portfolio and how the different products can integrate. At the end of the day, you will probably focus like, you know, 70%, 80% of your spending on one or two vendors. Let's say, you know, you are going to buy a lot from a BMC and then add some point products like a Splunk, like, you know, some of the others, like an AppDynamics, whatever, to the mix. Or, and this is something that quite a few people are experimenting with, is you're looking at solutions that are using a lower price tag, like a SolarWinds or even some open source solution. But it requires a lot more work from the IT department than just going to the vendor and let them do all the work. But, like I said, the complexity is so high, and most enterprises, you know, are not the same. They are different. So you really need to invest that kind of time and effort into that. The other recommendation is, like I said before, you know, if you're heavily invested in SAP, they have something that you need to review, which has really just been out for a year in a competitive fashion. And Microsoft, of course, you know, many companies who have invested a lot in Microsoft technology can now use Microsoft tools for many things that they couldn't do even 3-4 years ago. I think the last point that I wanted to make is that the IT operations and service management space has been slower than many other markets to adopt software as a service. But I can tell you that from nearly all the startups that I've seen over the last 12 months, they are developing SaaS offerings first, which is a definite sign that market adoption has started. And the success from companies like ServiceNow is further proof that SaaS has also arrived in the, you know, in the IT operations and service management space. So similar to the cloud infrastructure services market that I'm also following, we're in a situation where it's not a black and white decision. It's not an either or. It's figuring out what the right mix of, in this case, delivery paradigms is. You don't have to do everything yourself. It's quite possible, and many companies are including SaaS type of operations management solutions into their internal service delivery. And you know, it's no longer an issue to integrate those.
Excellent. What a great overview of this market, Thomas. I really appreciate you joining us here on the HFS podcast. And I want to remind our listeners that Dr. Mendel's new report, Market Overview, IT Operations and Service Management Software, is available now on hfsresearch.com. Thanks again for joining me, Thomas, and thanks to all of you for listening to the HFS podcast.
Thank you.